You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the Fantasy Executive Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman for the final hour of the week here on Roto Experts.
Looking forward to it, so I'm glad about that. This weekend's going to be kind of boring with no football, but you do got some good NBA action. Baseball, the hot stove is warming up.
Finally
starting to warm up. So you got the Big East. I mean, not the Big East. You got the Big 12 and the SEC Challenge this weekend. I'm into stuff like that, so that'll be fun. And then and then next weekend, for Super Bowl Sunday, Netflix starts.
Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, that's it. Next weekend's a big weekend. Netflix starts streaming Snoop Dogg's new show, Coach Snoop, where it shows Snoop Dogg as the youth football coach.
Very nice.
That's going to be cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Bow wow wow, yippee-yay, yippee-yay.
Yeah, last night, speaking of Netflix, last night we had dinner, and it was like, all right, Judy, I'm going to watch, I was watching the Thunder and the Wizards. Yeah, huh? I was watching the Knicks. She's like, cool, I'm just going to watch this Obama interview on Netflix. I'm like, oh.
Well, with David Letterman, that was great.
You liked it too?
Yeah.
I fell asleep.
You're a hater. No, you're not. You're not.
I'm the hater?
You're not the hater. You're not.
Matt Modica, how are you?
I'm doing good. This is the start of the third hour. We haven't talked. We mentioned Hot Stove earlier in the program.
Yes.
What about the Mets and what they're doing? They're like, they're like a couple of cavemen with like some rocks.
Trying
to get some sparks.
They took a time machine back to 2011. You were in that war in 2011 with Reyes and Wright and Adrian Gonzalez?
Our fearless leader, Mike Cardano, was on Twitter last night. I did catch something like that. You know, it's pretty crazy. It really is. I mean, the Mets and the Jose Reyes, I get it.
I want somebody to love me like the Mets love Jose Reyes.
Yeah, you know, or everybody loves Hugh.
Unlike the XFL, the Mets will allow players with records.
Ooh. Listen, they say Reyes is a utility player.
I'm just saying. I'm just making fun. You know, Adrian Gonzalez, Jose Reyes. All right, we got Jay Bruce, right? The guy we couldn't wait to trade last year. It was like,
Ben,
you know.
Please take him away. Yeah, indeed. All right, so we're gonna take a break here. We're gonna come back, and when we do, I want to mention Stephen Jones once again calling out your boy Dez Bryant.
Yeah, he called him out once again. So
he deserves to be called out, though.
Ooh, we'll get back into that. Sammy Watkins may officially be franchised. We'll get more into the stuff with the Brewers. And Jay Gruden, once again, giving criticism to Kirk Cousins. Doesn't seem smart. We're going to take a break. Come back. We'll hit that. Also, I want to mention Jeremy Bates and someone with the Jets that I read yesterday, which is kind of interesting. Stick around. More Roto Experts coming up right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
With you here on Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we said going to break. Stephen Jones calling out Dez Bryant again, and you're okay with it, Matt Modica?
No, I am. If you're going to be the number one wide receiver, you're getting paid, and you don't put up the numbers that were expected, You deserve, you know, I have no problem. If you want to be that guy, you want to get the money, you want to be numero uno, you got to take the good, and then you got to take the bad. So,
yeah, you know, this is, I mean, this is, it could be worse for Dez right here in this situation after the season he's coming off of, the kind of money he's making. Obviously, this team, this young quarterback, you don't want no distractions. They go that play again from Westbrook.
All right, cool.
You don't want no distractions. You know, you're trying to put this thing together. So, no, so I think he does back it up. He doubles down. He's not, Dez is not going nowhere this year. But I think Stephen Jones letting it be known, you need to clean it up or else you can be playing someplace else. You can go out there and play for the Raiders with John Gruden.
The, as we said, and you guys kind of have alluded to all week, the Rams, Les Snead came out and said, hey, yeah, we may franchise Sammy Watkins. Listen, we went to the 32nd ranked offense in the NFL, the best offense in the NFL. Sammy Watkins was a huge part of that. He's not going anywhere.
Franchising a Sammy Watkins, I think, is
makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And obviously, you do not want him going to San Francisco.
No.
So there you go right there. I would be surprised. They are probably franchising him, not so much that they want him, but they want to keep him going to San Francisco.
It still amazes me why the Bills haven't traded this guy. You know, they could have franchised him, worst case scenario. And, you know, who'd we get in return? We wind up going out to trade for Calvin Benjamin. So I just don't get it.
So this is very weird. This is breaking news from, very interesting. So Scout Fantasy Sports actually tweeted this out.
They
don't have the player.
But see, if they don't have the player, then why are they doing
it? They don't have the player, and somebody at WGR also retweeted this and called it true. That's why I want to bring it up.
Okay.
It's been retweeted by somebody important, and this is bad for you.
Let me find out who this person is.
I don't know that you can, but you can try. Do your backdoor research here.
Yeah.
Sources confirmed to Scout Fantasy that an offensive starter for the Buffalo Bills has unfortunately suffered a very serious injury and will be holding a press conference on Monday to talk about it. A beat reporter, I guess, at WGR, which is a show in Buffalo?
That's the radio station. I think that might be the team's radio station.
Team's radio
station. Or they might be the flagship.
WGR 550, Howard and Jeremy. Apparently this is true. We have different sources who confirm the story, but neither are willing to go on record to reveal the player.
Oh, the only thing I can think of off the top of my head.
Shady.
I would say Shady, but didn't what's-his-name get really banged up in that last game? Suffered Tyrod Taylor. I mean, I know he's not coming back, but that's the guy that I can say maybe had traumatic head injury or something like that.
It's not Shady. It's Shady. I saw Shady yesterday. Where did I see Shady at yesterday? Shady was in the Pro Bowl chilling with Alvin Kamara yesterday.
So Shady's fine.
Yeah.
Tyrod Taylor hasn't really tweeted all that much. I hate speculating.
I mean, too.
I'm trying to think, like, who are these players they have on the offensive side? If you were to say the defensive side, and like Trey White would have had like some severe thing, I would have been, you know, I'm just trying to figure out what could. It's not Shady, then, you know, I'm not wishing for anybody to be severely injured. I'm just trying to picture on the Bills' offense, if it's a receiver, you know, who's the tight end? Charles Clay? I mean, Charles Clay's got knees of a 95-year-old man already.
Yeah, so you can't. So
these guys have said, listen, they don't know why the Bills would call a press conference for a player unless it's obviously extremely serious.
Zay Jones has some medical condition. I mean, I don't know.
I got three dots, but I'm already being told I can't repeat.
Okay.
But I do have dots moving right now. Only thing I can say is that it is a career-ending injury.
That's what you know from your source.
That's what I know from my source. I'm getting some dots. But if the dots do reveal this person, we can talk about it in the break.
Okay. So there you go. So look for that breaking news over the weekend if it leaks out later this morning or Monday. I'm interested to see what your three dots have to say.
Yeah, my only thing is, and look, this is not being heartless. I'm just talking about like the Bills' offense. Sure. If it's not Shady and it's not, you know, who on that offense was it one maybe coming back and was...
Again, I think we should...
Yeah.
I know I brought it up to speculate. I don't know that we should do that, though.
Okay.
Jay Gruden calls out Kirk Cousins, wants him to be more aggressive. He may not even be his quarterback anymore.
Yeah, I don't understand this thing with this love affair with this coach and this player. Listen, it's gonna be he's gonna be one of the real interesting pieces of the offseason to see where he goes. So I would pay attention to that.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, let's either sign the guy or
sure,
or
really,
move on.
Well, shut up.
I
yeah.
really give it. I care less with Jay Gruden.
Yeah, I agree. If you're not signing him, but Jeremy Bates, quarterbacks coach for the Jets, now offensive coordinator for the Jets. Evidently, he's a Shanahan guy. Comes from Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan's system. There is a relationship there, certainly with Kirk Cousins, the team that drafted him. Evidently, there's a relationship between Bates and Cousins. Could that put the Jets to be a front runner?
I think, I've been saying this since the season's been over. I think the Jets are in play here.
Yeah.
I really think the Jets are in play for Kirk Cousins. I really do.
I mean, if there's other teams with money, and there are, it's the Jets. If you're not going back to Washington, so you have the opportunity to pretty much pick your destination right now, and you're going to get paid regardless. I don't see why the Jets are appealing.
I don't know. Maybe he wants, defense is getting better. Maybe he wants to play in New York. I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out how you can sell me on that. You just can't.
Okay.
I mean, I'm looking at the running backs. Not excited there.
Right.
Robbie Anderson is, you know, maybe I want to be excited about Robbie Anderson.
He's
crazy.
He's a nutcase. Yeah.
You know, that's nuts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he wild out.
He's a wild dude, as Corey would say.
Where do you get 9 charges?
He said some things to the cop that we definitely cannot repeat.
Yes, no, we cannot repeat.
No.
Which is a shame, because he had a wonderful year.
Wonderful year. He's just crazy. Now, I did want to, before we get to name that player, which we'll do after the break, I did want to bring this up to you guys once again. Ryan Braun, he's still out in the outfield there in Milwaukee. Domingo Santana, still in the outfield there in Milwaukee. But they have two new pieces, as Christian Yelich has been traded officially from Miami to Milwaukee in exchange for Lewis Brinson and 3 other prospects. Christian Yelich, a dude that has 2025 potentially, you want to say?
Yeah, I mean, look, let's keep it at 2020, maybe a little higher than that. But if he's going to be atop this lineup, which he is, it's just a boom to his game. Just if you look at the home road splits in his career, getting out of Marlins Park, yes, he is a batted ball profile of a ground balls over 50%. That's not what
not
you
great.
Want to see.
Not great.
But this is a guy that can hit the ball. I mean, he will. The batting average to me, the floor for me, his batting average is .280. He's more of that .290 to .300. And I think this kid one day could possibly win a batting title. You know, all things go right. It's that perfect storm of a season. So, I mean, it's going to be real interesting. I definitely want to see. He went from a top 75 player. He's definitely a top 50 player. Now, how high does he go?
Does he go higher than the man that will be in the outfield next to him? That's Lorenzo Cain. 5 years, $80 million. That is the biggest contract signed in 2018 for all these free agents. Maybe the hot stove will just get a little bit hotter now in the MLB. Lorenzo Cain, 5 for $80. Who would you rather have, Lorenzo Cain or Christian Yelich?
I'm going to go Yelich. I'm going to take the younger guy. I mean, Lorenzo, they're very similar guys.
Absolutely.
They're very similar. So if you don't get one and you get the other, I mean, I'm fine. You got to like what the Brewers are doing. If you're a Brewer fan, this is why you acquire all these pieces. And the Brewers gave up some good players. The second baseman they gave up in this deal, too.
Indy Diaz, I believe his name
is. Yeah, I mean, look, this is what Miami desperately needed to do in the fact is get a return of multiple players, too. They got Brinson, I'm assuming he's starting in center field opening day. If not, May. But I don't see why not. He's going to be 24 years old. I think he's proven what he can prove in Triple A. So, you're going to look, if you're in Miami, I saw the Marlins man complaining or something. Like, why are we giving this guy, you know, get out of here.
I get it. Lewis Brinson goes over to Miami in the deal. Lorenzo Cain, Christian Yelich, similar players. Lewis Brinson, Brewers' top prospect. They've kind of withheld him from deals previously. Sonny Gray comes to mind. They wanted Lewis Brinson. Milwaukee said no. Now they decide to trade him over for Yelich.
Yeah, see, the thing with Brinson was I really wasn't getting him because I wasn't sure when he would come up, that they would still give, you know, the outfield was kind of crowded before this. Before these two transactions yesterday, I was going with a guy like Dustin Fowler, the ex-Yankee,
yeah,
who's now with the A's, who yes. I think, you know, has possible 20-20 potential and should pretty much be up with Oakland, you know, give him the shot in center field. But, you know, Brinson's going to be moving on up as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Both these guys have an opportunity. When we come back, we play Name That Player, baseball talk. Name That Player. We got games the rest of the way. Name That Player is Mike Lyons. A fun end of the week here on RotoWatch. But stick with us. We'll be back right after this.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
With you now, Roto Experts. Something about Name That Player. We warmed up last hour with a basketball one.
That was a tough one too.
That was a tough one. And they're all going to be tough because it's baseball. It's baseball season. We're trying to get ready here. They're not going to be easy, Corey.
No, it's not going to be easy. So
life isn't easy.
Life isn't
easy.
There you go. Matt, are you excited?
I'm always excited.
You're always excited. You're an excitable human being.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
Don Burns, hit me with that music. Corey Parson. Matt Modica, let's play Name That Player. Thought the music thing would just drop in there. Okay. Here we go. I am a former fourth round draft pick. In like real life, not like a fantasy draft.
Yeah, I got that part.
Okay. Last year, thank you. Last year, I hit my football. No football. No, give me new music, please. I'm not doing football. Give me anything.
NFL films.
Get rid of the NFL films. Get rid of the NFL films crap.
Don't mess with the body snatcher.
Last year, I hit my career high in home runs with 25.
Career high in home runs with 25, a fourth round pick. Give me a second here. 25 home runs. Everybody hit freaking 25.
I also batted 285 last year.
285 in 25. So that's, you know,
that's helpful.
That is helpful. I'm trying to.
In fact, I'll give you his whole line. 55 runs scored, 65 RBI.
Okay, so now I should get this because it's got to be more of a top of the lineup guy. Counting stats.
Well, you said that, and I can tell you, I spent the majority of the season hitting third for my team.
Jesus. That's not good. 25, 285. Okay, wait, man.
Is it Gregory Polanco?
It's not Gregory Polanco.
Would this be Tommy Pham?
It would not be Tommy Pham. Because I spent the majority of my season playing shortstop for my team.
Shortstop, 25, 285.
I was selected.
Is this DeJong?
It is Paul DeJong. Ring the bell for Matt Modica. I was selected in the 11th round of the FSTA draft. I'm currently 24 years old and finished second in Rookie of the Year voting. After the 2017 season, I participated in a scientific study as a laboratory assistant with Dr. Lawrence Rocks, exploring the effects of differing temperatures on the flight of the path of the baseball.
Paul how I was able to get it was when you said you batted third and you had those counting stats.
I understand. Shortstop Paul DeJong. Dude's 24 years old. Hit 25 homers for the Cardinals playing shortstop last year. He's an 11th round pick right now in FSTA. Should more people be in love with Paul DeJong? I know Mike Florio is. Should more people be in love with this guy?
Mike Florio is, I don't know. I'm kind of... He's not a guy that, at that point, I'm targeting. Maybe that's wrong for me at the stage. But right now, I'm not on the pole.
But why? What's not to like about him?
It's not that not to like about him. It's, the last couple of drafts, I've ended up with like Carlos Correa.
Okay.
So the shortstop position right there, And if I wait on it and I get that middle infielder, there's a lot of good shortstops going after him. Guys that have that Orlando Arcia, the Jorge Polancos that can give you the 15-15s. So that's it's not really that I hate DeJong. It's more of a what's going after him.
Strike out 28% of the time, doesn't really walk all that much. Babbitt was 349, OBP only at 325. I like Paul DeJong.
People are going to say, you know, the batted ball profile, the fly ball percentage, the hard hit percentage. I get it. It was done in a small sample. He came up and did it. But you got to look at that other thing, the plate discipline. When you walk under 5% of the time and strike out almost 30% of the time, how sustainable is that going to be? So that's the key thing. We saw with the Cardinals a couple of years ago, Asmadi Diaz, mm-hmm. You know, he was like a star, and then last year it's kind of like
Asmadi Diaz traded to Toronto.
Yep.
So there you go.
He came and took his job.
So you're not out on Paul DeJong, but you're not in on Paul DeJong.
It's kind of like it's not. I'd rather have a Jorge Polanco. I'll be honest with you. I'll get him.
So you're kind of out on DeJong then.
Yeah, I mean at his price, I guess I am because there's other guys, and even if I want power for my shortstop, I'll go with a Tim Beckham even later.
Yeah.
In the draft.
Yeah,
I mean, Beckham's with the Orioles. He's going to play.
He went a round or two later, I think, in the FSTA.
Who, Beckham?
I thought it was a round or two later.
Really? No, because he's gone much later in the drafts I've done.
Beckham went in... I saw him, unless I was looking at the other draft. Oh, maybe Beckham hasn't even gone yet. I guess I was looking at a different draft.
Yeah, I was going to say, Beckham, you get so late.
I must have been looking at the BFF draft when I did that. Okay, cool. Let's go to the next player, shall we? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm with you.
I'm a former 8th round draft pick. And I am currently 25 years old. Last season, I batted .293 with 24 home runs and 78 RBI.
Now he's how old? 28?
25.
Oh, I mean 25? Okay, so that would take him out of the season. How many home runs?
24.
24 home runs at 25-year-old.
The majority of my at-bats came as the fifth-place hitter.
Fifth-place hitter.
I was selected in the 13th round of the FSTA draft.
I have no idea who's really good.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you this is what I got here.
Fifth, I gotta think. I'm trying to bang this out in my head.
I became the second player in my team's history to hit a home run in the ninth inning and a walk-off homer in the same game.
Oh, I should know this one.
Corey's just staring.
Is Carlos Gomez?
Not Carlos Gomez.
I
had 14 home runs at the All-Star break last year.
14 home runs? That is fifth. That is
the most for any rookie in my team's history.
That's the most of second year player.
Nando DeFino loves me.
Okay, well,
Blake Bortles.
It's not
Blake Bortles. It's not your joke.
I'm so happy that joke's dead.
It worked.
Oh, Byron Buxton?
It was not Byron Buxton. But I was the primary left fielder for my team.
Primary left fielder for my team. Eddie Rosario?
It was not Eddie Rosario. I am the third of my name.
Not Thurston Howell.
The third.
Chris Ventura would love me.
Okay, so he's Italian.
That narrows it down.
Probably does. How many Italians can you name?
I mean,
a lot.
Any Italian baseball winners?
I'm trying to think of this whole thing.
From Bensonhurst?
I did not say he's from Bensonhurst.
Oh. He was drafted what round?
In the FSTA draft, in the 13th round. FSTA. He was drafted a former 8th round pick.
Okay, so 8th round pick, so that can't be him.
You don't know me by this name, but my real first and middle name are Joseph Anthony. That's his real first name.
Can you tell us what team he played for?
Oh, I apologize. I was wrong. He's not the third of his name. He was nicknamed Ice Tray for his late game heroics.
Wonderful. Ice Tray.
Nicknamed Ice Tray. He is not the third of his name. He was nicknamed Ice Tray.
Eighth round pick.
That's eighth round pick in the real draft, 13th round pick in FSTA. Yeah. FSTA draft.
The name.
Second year player.
Can you know how many more? Yes, this is it. We're done.
You have no more clues?
I gave enough clues.
Yeah, you can't tell us what team he played for?
No. Stump. Ice Trey Mancini.
Ice Trey the game.
Trey Mancini, outfielder, Baltimore Orioles. Nano's all over him. Are you, Matt Modica?
I think he's good, but I'm not all over Trey. I do like the park. I do like the playing time that he should have this season. He's, you know, not a player I hate, but not a player I love.
Once again, not a player you love, not a player you hate. Fair enough. No points awarded in that one. Let's get to the next one, shall we? I am a former third-round draft pick. I am currently 26 years old. In 2016... I hit 305 with 13 home runs and was named the September 2016 Rookie of the Month.
Rookie of the Month.
In September of 2016.
September of 2016.
Trevor Story?
It is not Trevor Story.
That was a good one.
Last year, I almost doubled the home run number. But my average...
Francisco Lindor?
He's not Francisco Lindor. But my average fell to 271.
No.
I guess that really bothered my team. Because they traded me in the offseason. To a team in our division.
271.
My rookie season, I played third base. Until in the offseason, they signed someone to replace me. So last year, I played mostly first and DH.
DH.
I was selected in the 10th round of the FSTA draft.
No, it's not third. Joey Gallo?
It is not Joey Gallo. I am projected to be the starting first baseman for my team this year in a pretty good lineup.
He's projected to be a starting third baseman?
First baseman. You think about it. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Is Mike Lyon is next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyrotor.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
All right, so, give you the clues, Matt Modica, do you have an answer?
Nah, this whole traded in the division thing is throwing me off.
For some reason, I spelled my name with an O instead of an A.
An O instead of an A. First baseman.
A doctor performs good healing.
Name is spelled with an O.
Yes.
What team he play for, though?
Just gotta name him.
Ryan Healy?
That's correct.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Okay. The fantasy executive, Corey Parson.
Very nice.
He spells his name Healy. Oh, yeah, he spells his name
That's
with
correct.
O. I was looking at his name last night. That's memory. Just last night, I was looking at his name.
Ryan Healy is correct. Well, gentlemen, what do you think of Ryan Healy this year, Corey?
Not much. Nah, let me look up some stuff on Ryan Healy right quick. He's going in the 10th round of drafts. And the FSTA, he went in the 10th round of FSTA. I would like, yeah, it's good power for a corner infield spot. You want to see that average a little bit higher. He did get traded inside the division. You don't really need that average a little bit higher. Yeah, I mean,
he's good.
He's a corner guy. That's what he is. He's a corner guy in a mixed league. He's a mixed league corner guy. 12 or 15 team mixed league corner guy. I don't think I want him as my everyday third. You know, I don't want him as my third baseman. But I think with the 25 homers that he can give you, I think you can live with that as a corner infielder in the 10th round.
Yeah, he's a corner guy, and he does give you the option of first and third base in certain leagues.
Yeah,
so that's what's really appealing here. Once the third base gets, once it starts dwindling down, he's probably like one of the last options. I mean, I would go with Evan Longoria ahead of him.
Okay.
Maybe some people would want to go with Healy, the younger guy with the position eligibility in two spots as well. But give me the old man Beltre or give me Evan Longoria.
Your boy Dr. Roto took him as his starting first baseman.
Billy Hayes tweeted at me playing... Hold on, I'll read the exact tweet for you that Billy Hayes tweeted just now, so you can just see what I have to go through on a daily basis. Oh, where's it at? Billy Hayes. All right, Billy Hayes tweeted just now. This ought to be fun. Parson playing baseball, name that player. He might as well hit the restroom. So there you go right there.
You got it, Corey. You tied for the record.
I'm tied. Me and Matt Medico are tied.
Let's hit Mike Florio's music because it's time to play It's Mike Lyon as we wrap up the week here.
Without Mike Florio.
Without Mike Florio. I'm Greg Sussman. Hello.
Are we sending that kid up here?
Yeah, it's fine.
He's good?
Yeah, we're good. Right. We're good. Just the three of us. Let's do it. I am the defending champion. I want to make that very clear.
This is true.
I'm the defending champion.
Close your computer.
And I'm going to make sure Corey Parson goes first.
Sucks.
Are you playing?
I made the questions.
Okay.
Here, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Stone Cold Steve Austin has won the most Royal Rumbles in WWE history.
That's a good one right there. I'm going to say that's false. I'm going to take the field.
Yeah, I'm going to take the field too. Let's go false.
That was true. He's won the most Royal Rumbles in history. It's three.
Apparently, good knees is not a requirement to win the Royal Rumble.
Outside of Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, Domingo Santana had MLB's highest home run to fly ball ratio at 30.9%.
False.
False.
It's true. It's true. He did.
That was a good one. He threw me off with that.
You're so confident.
Yeah, he was.
No, I thought there were other people.
It's true. Question number three. We're all tied at zero. Corey.
All right.
Keenan Allen led all wide receivers in first downs last year.
That's a good question right there, Mr. Sussman. Led all wide receivers in first downs. I'm going to say that's true.
I'm going to go false.
It's a point for Corey Parson. It's true.
Shout out to Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen led the league in first downs last year with 74 of them.
Wow, he's a good player to have in Scott's Fishbowl last year.
And go be like, I had him. I came in first.
You come in first in GST. Didn't have him there, though.
That counts right there.
That's a real one.
That's a real one right there.
He had him. I had him in that league, though. Question number four is yours, Matt Modica. Rectal massages can cure the flu. It's an Uber fact, by the way.
I have no knowledge of this, but I'll say true.
What's a rectal massage?
I believe it's a massage of your anus.
Never heard of it. I need to phone a friend on this one. Where's Jake Seeley? Nah.
Massaging the prostate?
I'm going to go true.
It is false.
Right,
it cannot
false.
Cure the flu, right. But it
seems
can.
So bizarre.
But it can cure the hiccups.
Look at that.
It can cure
the hiccups. How did anybody ever figure that one out?
Yeah.
I got the hiccups, you know, massage my hands.
Through the first four questions, Corey Parson is a 1-0 lead. Question number five is yours, CP. Only Shawn Michaels has won the Royal Rumble starting at position one or two in the match.
Sweet chin music. It's a lot to give out. I'm going to say true.
Let me go true here as well.
It is false.
Wonderful.
Three other wrestlers have won the Royal Rumble starting at number one or number two.
All right. Royal Rumble starting at number one or number two. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Incorrect.
The Rock.
Incorrect.
Royal Rumble. Star from the top. Triple H.
Incorrect.
The Undertaker.
Incorrect. The answers we were looking for
I'm
there.
I'm going to be running out of names pretty soon.
The answer we were looking for there was Vince McMahon himself, Rey Mysterio, and Chris Benoit. Chris Benoit. Question number six, Matt Modica. Jose Altuve had the highest BABIP in baseball last year.
I said false.
False.
It is, in fact, false. You guys finally both get one right. There are quite a few players. There's two players that had a higher BABIP in baseball than Altuve did last year.
See, I know one of these. And I can't even think of
it. He knows one of them, but he can't think about it. Cannot figure it out. Two players.
Give me a quick second.
Corey has a 2-1 advantage right now, by the way.
Yeah, this has been a good day. Highest BABIP. Was Tommy Pham one of them?
Tommy Pham was not one of them. Corey.
Highest BABIP. BABIP. You mean Mookie Betts?
Not Mookie Betts. Matt.
That would be the first half. I think the second half.
Need an answer, sir.
Francisco Lindor.
Not Francisco Lindor.
What's that dude that last year Scott would say his name all crazy and we would correct him? Oh man. What's homeboy name? He had a bounce back year. BABIP, I don't know. Give me Anthony Rizzo.
It's wrong, but it's annoying because the person you're talking about is correct. He was number one. He had the highest BABIP in the MLB.
What a son name.
At 392. You were correct if you could just get that name out.
Oh man, who's the dude Scott? We would make fun of the way
correct.
Scott said, we make fun of the way Scott said
you
his name.
You are 100% right. He's Scott, number one.
Scott said, would say his name. He put the accent on it and everything.
Correct. You are right there.
Who is the guy?
You are right there. Number two on this list, by the way, was Charlie Blackman. Man, he was at 371.
Yeah. Oh, man,
Altuve's at 370.
That's a good one right
but
there.
The player that Corey's talking about had a 392 BABIP last year.
Miguel, no.
Avisail.
Yeah, Avisail.
Garcia.
Avisail.
You were right there, Corey,
Damn.
Too.
It's got defense. That isn't really how you post it.
But I don't think so demonstratively.
Avisail.
Question number seven, Corey Parson. Todd Gurley ran for the most first downs last year.
That's a tough one right there. He ran for the most. I'm gonna go Kareem Hunt.
You're saying false.
I'm saying false. And I'll give you the answer well. Too.
You are both saying false. That is correct. Corey, do you have a guess?
Kareem Hunt.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Melvin Gordon.
Incorrect.
Ran for the most first downs. Lev Bell.
That is correct.
All right.
Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell had 74 compared to Todd Gurley 66.
Keenan Allen has 74 too.
70, well, you're right, 74.
Look
How
at
about that.
That?
That's pretty cool.
That's what it takes to lead the NFL in first down,
cool.
74.
Question number eight, Matt Modica. Napoleon was buried without his right eye.
Napoleon Bonaparte? Sure.
So going true.
Yeah.
I'm going to go true, too.
False. Napoleon was buried with his right eye, but without his penis.
Whoa. That sucks for
that's
Napoleon.
Damn.
I wonder what happened to it.
Corey Parson. The most common number to win the Royal Rumble is entrant number 27.
How many people
enter? There are 30 entries into the Royal Rumble. The most wins come from number 27.
True.
False.
Saying false? It was true.
All right.
It was, in fact, true. Corey, with a 5-2 advantage, here is the final question. Matt. Marcus Stroman had the highest home run to fly ball ratio of any pitcher.
False.
All right, so he clearly knows the answer to this one. So I'm going to say false.
It is, in fact, false. There are three pitchers that had a higher fly ball home run to fly ball ratio. Matt?
What's the score?
I probably tweeted this out.
You tweeted out my next question. To be honest with you.
I don't know, I'm having a rough day. Jeez, let's give up a ton of dingers. Is Chris Archer on the list?
Not Chris Archer. Corey?
I was going to say Chris Archer. Yu Darvish?
Not Yu Darvish. Matt.
John Lester.
Not John Lester. Corey?
CC Sabathia.
Your winner and interim is my lying champion, the fantasy executive, Corey Parson.
CC Sabathia was right?
No, but his teammate, Masahiro Tanaka, was. We'll take a break and wrap it up with Jake Seeley coming up next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Here on the program, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Greg Sussman with you. Now join my good friend, the all-in kid, Jake Sue. What's up, Jakey Jakey?
What's going on, Greg? No game today?
We finished the game. Mike Florio wasn't here, so I was able to go through it quicker with these two.
Okay.
Corey already won. Would you? I did have three extra questions. Do you like to answer them, though?
Yes, sure. See if I can get any of them right.
All right, here we go. Is Mike Lyon's style, is it true or false? Trevor Bauer had the highest BABIP of any pitcher in baseball last year.
BABIP against?
Yes.
That's a false.
That is correct. Can you name any of the players that had a higher one?
No, I can't.
Clayton Richard and Jimmy Nelson both had higher.
Neither of them would have been in my guess. I would have guessed somebody in Arizona. I was thinking Robbie Ray or something like that.
Fair enough. Number 12, the first Royal Rumble was won by Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
False, right?
It is true.
Yeah.
It is true.
The second one.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Hacksaw won the first one. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Final question. Ben Roethlisberger threw for the most first downs in 2017.
I would say true.
False, actually.
Yeah.
He was fourth on the list behind Brady, Rivers, and Stafford.
Wow, I would have thought I'd been shorter passing guys, but wow.
Yeah, so there
you. Wouldn't you think it'd be like more like an Alex Smith type of guy?
No, I think I could have gotten Rivers. Brady always makes sense because it's Brady. I think I would have gotten Rivers. I don't think I would have gotten Stafford. I don't know.
Yeah, Stafford sees too much like a gunner. But
yes.
Then again, that team only passes.
That's true. So like theoretically, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does, actually, when you think about it.
Yeah. So there you go. Those are my Is Mike Lyon bonus questions if we got there.
You excited for the Rumble?
Oh, am I excited for the Rumble? We're doing a Rumble preview today on BFFs. I think that'll be fun. Am I excited in general? Yeah, you know what? I'm always excited for the Rumble. After Raw 25, I didn't think I was going to be, but I'm back.
Yeah, Raw 25 was underwhelming. Here's the biggest thing. Just don't let Rousey win the women's. That's
going to
ruin everything.
She's going to.
I know, but that just ruins everything you've been doing this entire time.
I know. I think she's going to. I think she's going to win and then face Charlotte at WrestleMania.
It's a terrible decision, if so.
Yeah. Who do you think's going to win the Raw? The men's one.
I think it's either Shinsuke, but I think Rusev Day has a chance.
Yeah,
outside sleeper.
I read that rumor. I think Shinsuke also, but they did Rusev Day. The pop could not be bigger in Philly, I don't think.
No, it would be enormous. My only concern with them is the same thing. My concern for him is, like, 4 months from now, is everybody still going to be as hot? Like, is he Fandango? Is everybody going to cool
right.
off in, like, 3 months?
Right. I don't know. I think that's a good question. Like, I think if he... So I think the answer would probably be yes. Like, I think he gets this massive pop of the Rumble, and then they just turn it into just, like, your stereotypical heel again, and then it's not fun anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. 100%. And the same thing is like with the Carmella and the Money in the Bank. Like, is she ever going to cash it? Like, what's the point of her having it at this point?
So I think they did that, and like they had these all these plans for her, and now they're kind of like, yeah, we didn't really want
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're kind of good on that. Like, she, like her and Alexa Bliss were both like super hot at the same time, and then now it's just like Carmella's just not anymore. And Alexa still
By the way.
Yeah.
Is Rollins and Jordan in this? Because if so, you got Jordan's accidentally going to eliminate Rollins.
I don't know. I know they have a tag team title match earlier on in the program. I don't know if they're also in the Rumble, but I do agree that is probably true.
They're setting that one up. It's so obvious.
That's okay. I mean, it was going to be Ambrose versus Rollins at Mania, and now they just literally replaced Ambrose with Jason Jordan.
Jason Jordan. Yeah, that works.
Jason Jordan's been doing a good job. Gotta say.
Yeah, his mic work stinks though.
Well, yeah, obviously. But everything else is great. Everything else is great.
It is. You got me a little bit more excited for it.
See? It's hard not to be excited. It's the Rumble. It's Philly. It's Sunday. My name is Greg. I'll actually be in Philly this weekend for an American Cancer Society trivia event. That'll be fun. Jake Sealy is going to be next with Corey Parson and Matt Modica. Have a fantastic weekend. We will see you back here on Monday for another edition of the Roto Experts. Bye-bye.